Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
You two are bad friends.
Who are these two idiots?
A white dude and an Asian dude.
You two are disgusting.
Well, you two are something.
We're bad friends.
What's up, bro?
Are you flipping it inside out, man? What happened? Why'd you have to flip it?
I just realized as I walked here.
Oh, you didn't know it was inside out? Oh, I like it.
That's
now we're there.
Hi.
Hello.
This is
Steve-O's. Hello.
It's so funny.
Yeah, dude.
Yo. You have pretty good feet, huh? You don't like your feet?
I don't feel strongly one way or the other.
About your feet? You have no opinion about it?
I feel like you're being mean to them.
Those are pretty normal feet. You have fucking you have such ugly feet, dude.
Feet.
Yeah, so don't comment about other people's feet.
I want this to come towards me.
George,
get on it. Start spreading the news. Steve-O is here.
You don't like that chair, dude?
So when do we start?
Yeah, can I tell my story? I have a story I wanted to tell, but
nah.
We already started.
This is how we start. This is how we start.
Yeah.
All right.
Can we do this? What can we all tell stories? Can we all talk? You know, when we talk, can we all talk?
Yeah,
because I don't like what you just did.
What did I just do?
You guys, you completely ignored me.
Who the fuck are you talking to? We didn't do. He was talking, then you interrupted him, and you wanted to tell a story, and nobody gave a fuck about your shit story. He had to finish what he was saying.
Why did you do a pause?
I already forgot. I'm
I know.
Quite.
What?
I'm quite exhausted.
What'd you do today?
Yeah.
I just was in the edit bay all day.
Oh, for your own shit.
Yeah.
Movie? What is it?
No, I was working on a YouTube video called My 10 Craziest Arrests.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, top 10. Not all.
How many times have you been arrested?
I mean, really, probably about 14, maybe it's 12 to 14.
Jeez. Times you've been arrested.
Yeah.
How many times have you been arrested?
None.
Jules?
Zero.
No?
You've been arrested?
Yeah.
For what?
Urinating in public. And then disorderly conduct, fighting, getting, a bunch of people got arrested for being in a fight. It's college.
Oh, I see.
I didn't get arrested for anything real.
Maybe more.
Oh, I bit a bat. I bit a bat.
You got arrested for biting a bat, or you just want to talk about biting a bat?
No, I got arrested for biting a bat.
How? What are you,
Ozzy
Osbourne?
I started the COVID. Anyway, go ahead.
I just remembered one.
Yeah.
It was rather insignificant, but it technically counted as an arrest. I was driving in Beverly Hills with expired tags, a broken windshield. You know, my license was suspended, which meant I had no insurance. And when the cop, you know, sort of took inventory of what was happening, he said, there's too much going on wrong here. So it's actually not a traffic situation. This is a criminal matter. And I technically have to arrest you, but I like you. So I called the, the police station, whatever. And they gave me permission to release you, but I'm giving you your court summons. This is technically you're being arrested, but
he recognized you from Jackass.
It was a catch and release situation.
Nice.
So he said, but I can't let you drive home from here. He says, I'm going to have to tow your car and call you a cab.
Okay.
So he called me a cab, and I'll never forget. I was in the cabin, and I just looked at that car as the cab pulled away and just waved goodbye to it, because I knew that I was not going to bother trying to get it back from
You said goodbye to the car.
I let the tow yard keep the car.
Yeah.
And the sad thing about that was that my clown, I was a professional clown before that, and it had like my juggling torches and
fuck the jug torches.
Like those are expensive.
Those are tough to lose.
Because him and I, we went to the juggling torch store. And the high end ones are very expensive.
$7,000 or $8,000.
Yeah.
I don't know about $7,000 or $8,000, but
well, we go to a nicer store.
Titanium, titanium right. made out of alloys.
Right, but my clown wig from Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College, and it's probably still in the trunk of that goddamn car.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Probably a waste of money going to the college, but we'll get
no, it was later. Actually free.
You went to Clown College. Well, you had a scholarship?
Full ride.
Full ride. Clown College, bro.
Well, I mean, now, I was living with my sister in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Yeah.
And she wasn't very thrilled about this. I was an alcoholic. I was a slob. I was unemployed and broke, eating all of her food, making the house a mess. And she was taking a shit at work when reading a book of trivia. While taking a shit, she came across a question. It said, "What is the only college that has no tuition, just free to go to?"
Yeah.
And the answer was Ringling Brothers and Barnum and Bailey Clown College has no tuition. If you can get in, it's very difficult to get in. Now the cool thing is, they do charge you for what was called your materials for making your costume. Your costume costs like some $2,000 that you had to, but they waived my costume fee. So I did go to Clown College on a scholarship.
Why did they waive your fee, you think?
Because
you were so fucking good.
No, wait, that's my actual class right there. The one,
yeah.
The Big Shoe Review, that one.
Are you in the poster?
I'm sure I reckon. Oh, God damn it.
Is that you? You in there?
Okay, I'm top right.
Okay. No, let go. Go top right. Top. Zoom.
Dude, the one with the white wig that looks kind of like Nikki Sixx's hair.
Yeah,
that's
right.
That's me above.
And that's me above you.
Yeah. Actually, yeah. The guy above me didn't speak English. He was from Mexico City, but he was incredibly talented.
Oh, really? Well, yeah. What makes him... He giggled good?
Yeah.
I mean, what makes him talented?
You're being real diminutive.
What?
You're being real fucking diminutive about Clown. You don't know shit about Clown College. You think you can get through?
I don't know. I mean, what's the talent of Clown College?
It's a very subjective art. And that's right. I think that this guy was just compelling in his mannerisms.
Right. Do you think I could have gone to Clown College?
I think that you would have been a fantastic clown.
No.
Yeah, dude, one of the best probably.
Oh, yeah.
Dude, I would be the... Bro, I would be the Michael Jordan of Clown College.
There's never been a famous Asian clown, and there never will.
Do you know why? Because we have strict parents.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Imagine this.
Can you Google?
It's all in the eyes with clowning.
Wow, dude, look at that.
Oh, I see.
See, dude, it really was me.
That is you, dude.
That is me, dude. Can you look up famous Asian clown?
There's never been, my dude.
Yeah.
It's all in the eyes, dude.
Yeah. Dude, if you say the eye thing, yeah.
But I'm serious. Look at all the expressionism in the Asian
clown. Give me the Asian clown.
I mean, dude. Is that
dude, is that an Asian clown? Dude,
that
we look dope, bro.
Absolutely an Asian clown.
Dude, that's dope, bro.
Hunka.
Okay.
No chance.
Honka.
There's no fucking chance there was a famous Asian clown.
There's another one. There's two of other ones.
We never said there was not an Asian
The most
Asian
disappointed
clown.
Asian parents. What?
There was an Asian clown. There's no famous Asian clown.
I see.
Just never, they never made
so
it.
So I have a resentment towards you. Can I express it?
I would love that.
Real. This is not even a
joke. Sure.
You're not fucking around?
I'm not even fucking around. All right, this is real. And this is so fucked up what you did.
Maybe we can clear away some wreckage of my past.
That's what I'm doing right now. It's a recent thing.
I welcome the opportunity.
Okay, good. Thank you. So I'm hanging out with my friend Gene late at night. We went to see the movie Top Gun.
Okay.
You look at him.
I've only heard positive reviews of this
movie. We loved it. Great movie. We highly suggest it.
So fucking good.
It's late at night. It's probably 11:30. And Steve-O never texts me.
Text.
He never texts me.
Text.
Well, I gave up on texting you a long time ago because you never respond.
Correct.
Okay.
And I've long had a resentment towards you for that.
Oh, well, and I'm willing to listen to your resentment, and I'd love to address that as well.
Right. I mean, we have, and we.
All
we,
right.
We,
so
we
let's
away.
Let me just finish mine though. Yeah. Let me finish mine. Right.
Yeah.
So I need to talk to you.
No. I said, are you up?
Okay, are you up?
Much less urgent. Just hurry up.
Mind you, are you up, right? Yeah. At midnight, when somebody doesn't text you for years, is alarming.
Okay.
Is it not?
Wait. What's it said? Are you up?
Yeah.
What time of night was it?
Midnight.
Yeah, he's just being like, yo, did you get out of a show? Are you hanging out? That wouldn't scare you.
It's so, he would never, what?
Okay, because here's the
thing. That would mean, right? If you text me at midnight, are you up? That means you need to talk about something.
Yeah, okay.
Right,
yeah.
So that's
doesn't mean it's the end of the world. I just want to ask you something. I want to talk to you.
All right, but to me, I'm worried.
Okay.
Right, are you up? Oh, fuck, Steve, something's going on, right? So I'm driving, and just hear me out, right? Ask Gene. I was frantic. I got to call Steve right now. So I call Steve. I called right away because when you text me like, what's up, dude? You want to go skate or whatever like that? I won't text you back. But are you up? I text back because I'm concerned. I love you.
I mean, you called. Yeah,
I love you.
Well, that means a lot to me.
And he goes, dude, so let me just try to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Dude, you know Johnny Knoxville? Like, of course I know Johnny. I mean, I don't know him personally. You know what I mean? Well, you know, he doesn't have a website or something like that, right? Something like that.
Well, right, but I was...
let me finish. Let me just...
I thought I just texted you the link.
What?
See, so, here's the thing.
Just let me finish.
This is so funny. Like, you're so inaccurately telling the story.
I never knew.
When he corrects you, go, let me finish. You're getting it wrong.
Right.
And then he's correcting and you're like, can I please tell the story?
It was a big deal to me.
Yeah.
That, I mean, this is over a year ago. Maybe closer to 2 years ago, my buddy, who I work with, out of curiosity, he wanted to see if the Jackass guys had merchandising operations, if they have websites. So he typed in johnnyknoxville.com. Lo and behold, he found it to be available for purchase, and I bought it.
Should, yeah.
And I made this big... Dude, I worked for years on this whole fucking thing, this epic video, which launched this crazy business initiative. And it was the night that I was unveiling the website was to be launched, and I'm refreshing it, but it's not launched. And so I'm thinking, damn, my phone is remembering a cache of an old version. I need to contact somebody who can just tell me, is this fucking site live?
That makes sense. This makes sense.
And I texted Bobby.
I'm the guy.
I texted a bunch of people.
Who texted you back?
I think you're the only guy who texted me back or called me back.
Because I love you the most.
Yeah, you clearly love me more than any of these other people.
Yeah.
But it was just as simple as, hey man, is that live? Is that in the car? Is that live?
Can we go on our computer? Go to johnnyknoxville.com. This is what I'm doing in the car with my friend in the car with me.
Yeah.
Late at night. All right. So
you
I'm on the phone. I go, yep.
He says, I'm Johnny Knoxville. Welcome to my anus. And you watch his hair turn gray.
Is that your dick, Steve? Whose dick is that?
That's just...
it's a nice looking dick.
Boom. And then you enter the website. Because it's my online store.
The guy in the car was a producer of a show of mine.
Yeah.
Of a show that I'm doing, right?
So?
Okay.
It was embarrassing.
What's embarrassing?
Right. My friend, I have a guy in the car that I'm trying to impress and be cool, right?
Yeah.
And meanwhile, now we're looking inside your butthole.
Well, but his butthole takes you to a site.
That's true. There is a destination.
Yeah, you don't think Gene would find that creative?
I mean, it is really pretty special.
I'd like to see it again. Let's loop it again. One more time. If you don't mind. I do think it's actually a fucking cool, creative idea.
It's a flattering shot of my butthole.
Yeah, and you have a really clean tush.
Is that really your butthole?
It's absolutely my cavernous butthole.
Yeah.
Plus, look at the hang I got on my balls, dude.
Yeah, you got a great kid. You got a killer hang.
I mean, I'm touching water.
Whoa. Cool, but.
Yeah.
By the way, this is Rudy Jules. This is Jules. Jules. Steve, hey, Jules. What do you think about his butthole and nuts? You want to rate him?
It's clean.
Clean.
Very good.
Very deep.
Very good. I think that's a camera, though. It's a camera. It's also ILM, you know what I mean? Special effects.
No. That was raw. That was raw footage.
That was raw footage?
Yeah.
There was no
editing. No camera trickery?
No filters.
No, there was no editing. The lighting. It was a little bit side lit, so it
still
did look a little bit more cavernous.
Maybe. Can I judge it?
Yeah.
Yeah. A little dark.
You're worried
the cheeks
about
the white.
Yeah.
If you look at the cavern part, it's really dark.
Right, okay.
Right, so I don't know what that's from. Standing?
Huh?
Do it again. Watch it again. Watch it again. Watch
can
it again.
Can I propose?
Watch it again. And then can you... All right, so watch it again. Watch.
Can I propose
wait, that... Wait, let me just... I have the straw, right? I'm just gonna... Can I?
Yeah. I'll prep. You can't press pause on that anyway when it goes. Yeah, when it does that,
I'm
it does that.
I'm gonna show you, right?
All right, let's see.
Okay. Oh, goddamn.
Now they fucked it up. There. Oh, there it is. Nope. There it is.
Yeah, there it is.
Dark. That's hair. I fucked up.
I mean, maybe we could... maybe we could all have a butthole beauty pageant right now.
Very nice.
Let's do it.
We could spread them, our cheeks as wide as
I took
as
a shit like 45 minutes
let's
ago.
Let's see your butthole.
Dude.
I took a shit 45 minutes ago.
Let's see your butthole, dude.
Can I tell you something that's very premature? Because we've only just gotten the samples and only today did we make the order for a bulk order. Like 10,000... 50 packs of Steve-O's butt wipes for your butthole.
You got butt wipes coming.
I've got butt wipes, and they're called
For the butthole. I mean,
Steve-O's butt wipes for your butthole.
Okay, but can I say something?
Yeah.
Aren't all butt wipes for the butthole? Why would you need to put the second?
No, some butt wipes are for, you know, cleaning a counter.
Right. Like butt wipes are for versatile. Like a table.
Right.
Waitresses use it sometimes.
They do. They're like, oh, let me wipe the table down before you guys eat. Yeah, are butt wipes. Sometimes. Like,
is that a butt wipe? That's not a.
It's a table butt wipe.
Oh, it's a butt wipe for the table.
Yeah, we have Steve-O's butt wipes for your butthole in the bathroom.
In the bathroom. I see.
You can use those on your own.
Uh-oh, here we go.
He's going to show us.
You're spilling the drink?
He can spill the drink.
Okay,
it's fine.
You can do whatever you want. Can you? Okay, thanks, Jules.
I still think we should. Steve-O's butt wipes for your butthole. And he's got his butthole on the packaging, which is actually pretty fucking dope.
Would like to see, please?
Let's not get away from the fact
that very good.
Bob, let's do your butthole competition. Let's see if your butthole is as nice as Steve's.
Yeah, it's funny because
you talked about his butthole like it's
bad. I understand
bad.
That, but since we're doing a competition, right, and since I feel like I'm the champion, you should go first. Because I have the belt, so I think you should go first.
What do you mean he's got the belt? He has a nicer
right, but
butthole.
In terms of rankings, though, dude, you're number one, but I'm ranked higher than him.
Do you got to leave? Does she have to leave the room for this? No. Jules, are you comfortable with butthole?
I'll just close my eyes.
Yeah.
Me too.
All right. So. Okay.
Oh my God.
Right. Yeah, but I just took a shit like right before we came here.
Okay.
Wow, dude, he's really gonna do it.
Yeah.
Oh wow.
All right. I didn't think you would do it.
Was it cool?
You guys both have gorgeous buttholes.
Yours is so clean.
It is?
It's fucking spotless.
Thank you, dude. I didn't see yours. I had a side angle.
Steve saw mine.
You saw the inside of his? Is it pink? I assume.
For two guys who just took shits, but both look just clean enough to
fuck
eat
yes.
off of.
Fuck yeah, man. Fuck yeah.
You know who do you think of our crew, if you're looking at these guys, who do you think has the cleanest butthole of those three guys?
I don't know, but I'm just wildly impressed by both of you for how attractive your buttholes are.
Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
And for the way that you guys just fucking broke them out like that.
We did it.
Thank you, thank
and
you.
And you know what?
You. Yeah.
Our buttholes are the same. We both have nice buttholes.
You know, it's so funny.
Don't.
What, can I say something?
Don't try to one-up my
I'm
ass.
I'm one-upping you.
Yeah.
I'm agreeing with you.
Thank
what
you.
What I'm saying is I like to be competitive with you.
Sure.
With comedy, numbers, all these things. You know, we do a playful.
Numbers?
You know, I don't know.
What kind of numbers?
But when it comes to buttholes, yeah. I love being on an even plane with you.
We're an even plane butthole.
Yeah.
You're right.
Very good.
And God bless. Do you want to finish the story of the text that this was it? You got a text from him about getting to a website live. You freaked out in front of Gene Hong.
I mean,
it seems pretty logical.
Oh, yeah. Can I get an apology?
I
wanted the apology.
I bless you. Yeah, this was the fucking most exciting news. And I gave him a sneak peek.
I hadn't talked to you on the phone in years. We saw you came up on the van to my house, and I did your podcast maybe 5-6 months ago.
It was wildly successful.
Exact, and you're welcome.
Yeah.
But don't wink at me. You're welcome. Fucking perv.
But just apologize, and then you have a resentment toward me, so go ahead.
I mean, like, I worked out my deal with you, you know? Like, right. I, I, uh, I text you. I don't expect a text back anymore. I don't let it hurt my feelings.
Smart.
All right, but can I? The reason why I text, and
to the extent that you were upset with me sharing this exciting, hilarious website before anybody got to see it, you were the first.
I was the first guy to see it.
That's cool. Thank you. Yeah.
You know what? You're right. Thank you.
I'm sorry.
You're welcome.
How do people say that? I'm sorry if you were offended.
I'm sorry that. Yeah, I'm sorry that I'm were offended.
No, we laughed. You know, I'll be honest with you. That's the truth be told.
I'm sorry, we
laughed for about 30 minutes.
That's good.
Yeah, he was. I'm sure Gene was
on the
like,
ride because I was dropping Gene off, and we just tears on our eyes, laughing of the surrealness of it all.
You know what I? You know what I saw? I watched.
Are you up? Because I got something good.
Yeah.
Liquid IV. Oh my God, the hot summer months are here, baby.
They're here. You got to hydrate.
And we need to be proactive about keeping our bodies fueled and hydrated. We love Liquid IV here.
Love Liquid IV. We always get so much from them, and we distribute the bags to our friends as well to put it in their water when they come to the studio and give it to them because it's on the go. Because guess what? Liquid IV products taste great. They got a bunch of new flavors now. They got Concord Grape, Lemon Lime, Piña Colada, which is my favorite, and Tropical Punch, which Bobby loves.
I love tropical anything, but my especially Liquid IV. You know, water's okay.
Water's fine.
It's fine. But when you put a stick of Liquid IV powder in
you're
getting all kinds of nutrients, baby.
16 ounces of water in Liquid IV hydrates you 2 times faster and more efficiently than water alone. It contains 5 essential vitamins. They got 3 times the electrolytes. They're made with premium ingredients and non-GMO, free from gluten, dairy, and soy. Anybody can have this stuff.
B3, B5, B6, B12, and vitamin C.
They got literally everything you need. They got the cellular transport technology, the CTT, and that's designed for enhanced rapid absorption. Listen, grab yourself some Liquid IV in bulk nationwide at Costco, or you can get 25% off when you go to liquidiv.com and use the code BADFRIENDS at checkout.
That's 25% off anything you order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code BADFRIENDS at liquidiv.com.
Babble!
For all your summer travels, whether you're going abroad or staying domestic and want to immerse yourself in the culture, now is the perfect time to start Babbel.
Babbel's a language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions. Thanks to Babbel's addictively fun and easy bite-sized language lessons, there's still time to learn a new language before you reach your destination.
It's so easy to learn other languages. This is the best way to learn. You only need 10 minutes to complete a lesson.
That's right.
So you can start having a real-life conversations in a new language in as little as 3 weeks.
I got to tell you, I'm using the app, and I have it right here on my phone to prove it to you. I've got it right here, and I do like it because I'm learning Italian. Italiano, right there, Babbel. I mean, you're learning a little Italiano, and it's very simple, very easy, and you can do it at your convenience, which is what I really like. You can stop and start it. You can choose from 14 different languages, Spanish, French, Italian, German, and these are created by real life words, all right? The other language learning apps use AI. They use language experts.
Right now, save up to 60% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/badfriends.
That's babbel.com/badfriends for up to 60% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life. I watched the bonus footage of the movie on the flight the other day, coming back. Dude, some of that stuff, well, it's not... It's four. What is it called? The extra footage. It was like 4.5 or whatever.
4.5. Yeah. This is it's ancillary movie of deleted scenes essentially.
Have you seen it?
No.
Have you seen the newest Jackass or no?
I didn't.
Well, fuck you.
Here's the thing.
I've seen all for the first three though, and I love them.
When we make a
Don't
Jackass.
Don't fucking look
movie.
At me like that. You should have watched it. Your friend is in it who supports you.
I mean, saw the first three.
And?
Yeah. I saw three of them. I didn't see, you know, Attack of the Clones or whatever, you know what I mean?
Oh, right.
I saw the first three main ones, right? And then later, you know, they did Attack of the Clones and all these other ones.
Right.
And I'll get to it. I'll stream it. But my point is that I saw the original three.
I'm not tripping.
New Hope, Empire Strikes, and Return of the Jedi. That's what the first three are.
You saw the first three.
Yeah, so I think that's good enough. Yeah.
Dude, I like our friendship's not contingent upon you consuming my art.
But he is going to take that. But he is going to take that with him in future dealings. When you're like, "Hey, can you watch this thing for me?"
No,
no, that's not true.
Let me say something that really does mean a lot to me.
Yeah.
I asked Bobby for some feedback on my hour.
On your stand-up hour.
Yeah, he came right over and watched it and.
Sweet Prince.
Gave me feedback, and it was really interesting because I had been doing stand-up for just 5 years, and I was about to tape my first special, which I was not ready to do. And I, asked Bobby to come over to give me feedback on this hour, like maybe a week before the actual, you know, and Bobby's like, why did you wait until a week before?
Because it was me and Ian Edwards. We went over there and we're like, what can we do in a fucking week? You're shooting this in a week.
You have to cut the whole fucking thing up.
I know, because also we you have to go up and try these new ideas that we might have had or whatever.
Yeah. Right. I mean, it was very helpful. And they like the special did come out like the best that I was capable of at the time.
Sure.
Yeah, it was great.
You know? And it's nice to have a mile marker, so to speak, that like to show the growth since then. And so I'm happy about it.
We have history, you and I.
We do.
Yeah, and I've seen different versions of Steve-O. And, I was telling Kalila earlier today, I go, I always say this, I go, God, what a different guy, huh? Because I knew him when he was drug.
Yeah.
When he was wild. And it was ugly.
It was bad, huh?
Pretty bad, dude.
Yeah.
It was wild.
But now it's good.
It's great. He's a completely different guy. And how much time you have sober forever now?
14 years.
That's amazing. But that's how long we go back.
How much time do you have now?
You know, I went out and I came back.
I did hear that.
5 months now, sober.
Six.
Almost six, yeah.
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 And when you were recently in treatment, that was like sort of a guarded secret that people did not know.
Yeah. In fact, when we were in Cancun to do our show, you were there, and I did everything I can to avoid you because I was drunk.
You were drinking.
Yes.
Because I remember you initially going out and it being just weed.
No, he was drinking.
I was drinking.
He threw up all over the hotel room.
I
had to fucking take care of him. It was the worst.
Yeah, and the poo thing. I'm sorry.
Yeah, this guy, man. Yeah. I go to help him out to clean up all the throw up in his room, and he comes to the door naked with poop all over his hand and poop on his toilet paper, and he's shitting in the dark because he doesn't want the lights on.
Yeah, yeah.
And he's like, there's a poop, and it's all over his dude, it was terrible. Fucking nuts. Terrible.
Were you just trying to avoid sober people?
You specifically, because I know...
You were definitely... he was trying to avoid you for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Because there wasn't a lot of other comics.
You're a sober guy, and I felt shame about it.
Right.
You know what I mean? Because, you know, that's how we know each other, too. You know what I mean?
I mean, we knew each other long before I got sober.
But our bond is that. We have two bonds, right? We have the bond of being sober, and we have the bond of being entertainers as well, right? Yeah. But I think the first thing goes beyond the other thing, right?
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal.
It's a big deal. But you got to know that I wouldn't have...
It was embarrassing. It was shame.
And we were fucking bummed. It was really hard for us.
It was hard.
Yeah, because we had to deal with it the whole time. We had to
Were you drinking around Andrew?
Oh, yeah.
At dinners, yeah.
So we'd sit down at dinner, and Andres and I would sit there.
I was so manipulative.
I'd get like a Diet Coke and a water, and then he'd order a drink, and then we'd try to tell we'd be like, come on, no, we're not going to have a drink. And then we'd tell the server, no booze, and they'd bring him a drink anyway, because he would be like.
Well, because he's an icon. He's a beloved.
They had no idea who he was down there. They had literally no clue. But she kept going. He would like flirt with her and be sweet, and she thought maybe it was a joke. She thought we were kidding.
Yeah.
When we were like, no more, no alcohol, no more. We're done.
Yeah.
And so they kept bringing him fucking margaritas and shit.
So
he got mad. He got in a fight with me because he told me to go get him a drink, and then I said okay because he'd already been drinking. So I went and I got. You know, something, and I told them to mix a bunch of shit in there with no alcohol, and then he got in a yelling match. There's no booze! There's no booze in here! And I was like, there's so much booze in there. The whole thing is booze.
Yeah, I'm not dumb, dude.
But you were already drunk. I thought you wouldn't give a fuck.
I know what booze tastes like.
Did you have the experience that over any period, we get worse, never better.
Yeah.
Was that? Did you pick up where your alcoholism had left off? But and worse, like automatically, like just zero to Charlie Sheen right away.
Oh yeah. It was 24 hours a day.
The puke and the poop were a key indication of where he was at.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when I first got to his fucking hotel room, he opens his suitcase. It was like Narcos. I mean, it was like.
Contraband.
I was like, where did you fly from?
Yeah.
And he came from Hawaii.
Yeah.
With like a pound of fucking weed, pills all over the place.
Wait, you didn't fly with a pound of weed?
Yes, he did.
Internationally?
Yes, he did.
That's fucking...
Yes, I can't make that up. We both got to the room and I was like, how did you guys get through, dude? This is not good. And I mean, it was just like bags and bags of weed. It was pre-roll joints and then it was three bags of individual weed. Then it was jars of pot and then it was fucking tons of edibles. Yeah, I was like, why would you fly with all this?
I needed it.
That was it. Just for the drugs. It was just the weed.
Anyway, look, can we talk? Not talk about it? I'm sober now.
No, we're not talking about it. We don't have to talk about it.
I've reached spiritual enlightenment.
I know. I've
had a psychic change.
And you got a trophy because you kicked the habit.
And I'm on a new road to recovery.
You sure are, baby. We're proud of you.
I mean, I love that and I appreciate that. I'm happy that you're back.
But you're going to say something?
I think that my experience, and whenever anybody goes out, meaning whenever anybody relapses, I feel so profoundly grateful because here, like they're reminding me of the importance of protecting my sobriety.
Yeah,
you know, and
reminds you to stay sober.
It reminds me to be diligent about working a program of recovery.
And it's a lesson I've learned many times is once you start drifting away, you're already in a danger spot.
Right. You can only
when you stop calling your sponsors, when you stop going to meetings, and then it's just inevitable. And you can last for years that way, but it's a ticking time bomb.
Right.
Yeah. So.
And whenever somebody loses time, it's tougher to come back, and sobriety becomes more tenuous.
But I'm glad that Bob's got support systems in the sober community like you that fucking help. Because it does.
Yeah, and you know, there's only two ways to work the steps. You do or you don't.
Yeah.
That's really it. And if you're not working with others, you're kind of not doing it.
This is the microcosm of this show, by the way. We go from showing our fucking assholes
I know, that's the beauty
of this show. We'll go way up there.
Very impressed by that. Now let me ask a question here, because you said that you like to be competitive with Andrew over comedy.
Everything.
You said over
everything.
Numbers.
Yeah. Everything.
And I'm fascinated by the idea that you've got the Tiger Belly podcast.
Yeah.
You've got
Whiskey Ginger,
and yet you both have this podcast together.
Yeah.
So is this podcast, numbers wise, more successful than your individual podcast?
It is.
I think so, yeah.
It's not a think, it's very democratic.
No, it's literal, it is. The producers will tell you. It is. This one is bigger.
So you guys together are larger than the sum of your
podcasts. The Avengers. We're the Avengers.
We are.
Right.
Yeah, and which one am I?
That's what I'm saying. Because there's not a lot of Avengers I can be.
What do you mean? What do you mean?
You can be Captain America. You can be all these other ones. What can I be?
Now, Tiger Belly is a pretty big podcast.
Yeah,
it's
pretty big.
Thank you.
It's not as big as this, but it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Is it not as big as this?
It's a completely different audience, man. It's a completely different audience.
That's all people that look like her, a lot of that Tiger Belly audience. It's a lot of Browns. It's a lot of South Browns. It's a lot of South Asian Browns.
Yeah.
Who just got back from the South Asian Brown, didn't you? Mm. Yeah? You happy to be back in the United States or no?
A little bit.
she said she got drunk the whole time.
Is that what you did for real?
Yeah, and I got constipated. I couldn't poo for like 2 weeks.
That's because you're not drinking enough water. Are you pooing now that you're back in the States?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
I'm pooing every day.
That's why this is the greatest country
in the world.
And
tomorrow night, if you come, you have to do that show.
So I already said I would go.
But her boyfriend's coming.
That dude is going to come?
Yeah.
Wow.
And I told her.
Are we going to bring him on stage?
No.
Why not?
She's
got a new boyfriend, Steve, and she's in love.
Yeah.
No.
Make sure you hug him, because I said I was going to give him a 20-second hug. And make sure you touch his face to see what his face looks like.
Okay, you and I, we're making a pact right now.
Yeah.
We're going to hug him together, and then you kiss one cheek, and I kiss the other one.
Okay, good.
You want to sandwich him, and we'll kiss him?
Yeah. But the kiss has to be like one of those 10-second.
Yeah.
A sloppy one.
How about this? Let's make a bet. Let's see who can hold a kiss on his cheek for the longest amount of time.
That's a fun. I'm going to win that one.
You think so?
I could go 45 minutes.
I'm strong. I'll just hold him.
45 minutes.
Is he a big guy? Is he strong?
He's fine.
Bobby's got that by a mile.
Yeah. I can kiss forever.
Yeah, but I can hold him. If he's physically stronger than you, then
we've never kissed, right?
We haven't needed to for me to know.
Go give him a kiss. Go give him a kiss. You want to give him a kiss?
He's got a girlfriend. That's weird.
He's got a wife.
A wife. Fiance.
Fiance. Fiance.
Fiance. Fiance. Fiance. Fiance. Are you with your fiance, or were you? Would you be allowed to kiss someone like Bobby, or no?
Yeah,
she'd be okay with that.
Let me ask you something like this.
She would be, I think, reasonably comfortable with that.
Go on, then.
So the no because I'm doing the no masturbation thing, right?
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to ask you about this. Okay.
Yeah. I just did today before I came here. VR, by
so
the way.
So how long did you not masturbate for?
I did not ejaculate for the entire year of 2014, and the total period of my celibacy was 431 days, which came to, I believe, 13 months or maybe 15 months. I don't know. It was from like October 2013 to February of 2015.
How good was the nut you busted when you busted
the
first
one? Dude, it was lack fucking luster, man.
A marshmallow came out.
Nah, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't.
Ghostbusters all over
it. It wasn't even that fucking great. You know? Now, I know.
Was it jerking off or was it with somebody?
I jerked off. Oh, okay.
Did porn or just your mind?
And it wasn't even that. It didn't feel that great. It wasn't that impressive of a load.
Yeah.
It just landed unceremoniously on my tummy. I took a photo of it and texted it to everybody.
I think I got that text. Yeah,
I think I got that text.
That one I responded to.
No resentment over that one.
Let me ask you something, because you don't jack out for over a year, right?
Right.
And so I'm not a medical guy, right? But I assume
you're not.
I assume your body, right, generates, you know what I mean, your scrotum generates sperm. Yep. Right?
Right.
So where does the old sperm go? It just goes right into your body, back into your body?
It's just going to cycle through your body.
Oh, I see. That's
so it comes out of your ass, actually.
So you have sperm coming out of your asshole.
Well, what happens is it cycles through your digestive tract, right? So then at some point
it's
got to
go somewhere.
Out of your
Do you sweat it out?
You can. Man. You could be sweating jizz, yeah.
So like when you're in a dry sauna, they're just out of the pores of your skin, they're coming.
Where does old jizz go, Carlos? What happens to jizz that doesn't come out? What happens to sperm if you don't ejaculate? I think we've literally done this on this show.
They get reabsorbed in your body. There you go.
They're reabsorbed or nocturnal emissions when you night come. Have you ever night come?
Dude, throughout that period of celibacy, there were many times where in my dream I was in some sexual situation and about to come, but I was like, no, I can't break my sobriety.
In the dream.
In the dream.
This motherfucker sober in dreams.
Wow.
That's how dedicated he is to sobriety.
Insane.
So what is it? You're not jerking off now?
No, I'm jerking off to no porn. But I'm still
there you go.
Through memory, but I can't do it through memory.
Because your memory's bad.
I have bad fantasies.
I'm not creative. My buddy bought me the Oculus.
I've done that before.
It's so cool. Have you done that? Have you seen VR porn?
I've not seen VR porn, but I swore off porn a long time.
So you're done off of it.
Like, I made one exception for a bit for my new hour that I'm touring with.
It's a good exception.
It's called Skyjacking.
Oh, I know. We talk about this.
Wait, right. Scott, what do you do?
This is where it was a stunt. You know, I had a handful of stunts that I'd had the ideas for years and years, but just never, they were just kind of like too much to go for. And I said, fuck it, I'm going for them. One of the ideas was to go skydiving for the first time, butt naked, furiously jacking off with another man strapped to my back, and time it so that when I blow my load, I'm simultaneously falling out of the airplane, just pop, 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 pop. Coming everywhere,
it's art. Beautiful.
It's the crown jewel of my goddamn entire career. Is what it is.
It's fucking art.
Is it raining? I feel like it's raining. No, that's not rain.
Skyjacking.
Yeah, yeah.
It's so. I mean, like it was the most challenging thing to put together.
You did it?
Oh yeah.
Wait, so you jerked off? Yeah. You did it?
Yeah, oh, I did it, and I screened the footage in the theater. Every, it's my bucket list show, dude.
Where can we see it? Can we see it here?
Yeah, I mean, it's exclusive to my tour.
It's on his tour. He shows it live.
It'll come out whenever I tape that special. But it's a triple X rated multimedia comedy tour that I'm on, and it's called the Bucket List Tour.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
So can you let me ask you this? Because I remember years ago I was telling Jules this. I saw something that wasn't on the Jackass, and because I used to kind of hang out with, not you, but Wee Man or whatever back in the day, and I saw Chris Pontius jerk off in a patio in front of his friends and they try to.
Right.
Can you, so let me ask you something right now. Is there, could you jerk off? No, I don't want to do it, but just theoretically, could you jerk off with Andrew and I in the same room, get erect and ejaculate?
It's challenging. That's what made this skyjacking stunt so challenging was that I had another man strapped to my back.
Yeah.
And he was only wearing a fucking Speedo. So that was right. Kind of awkward. And it was a tiny little airplane. It was full of all my buddies and everybody had cameras pointed at me.
Yeah.
Point blank.
So you had to get hard to the point. You had to watch.
Did you take Viagra?
I took 4 Cialis pills.
You have to.
Yeah.
And you watch porn?
I brought a portable DVD player.
Yeah. And you, what kind of porn did you watch?
It was, we actually went to a porno DVD store.
Wow. Fancy.
And candidly, as I looked through all of the titles and made my selection, I just based my choice off of, like, you know, what the prettiest porn star that I saw on the cover of. You know, I didn't. It never even occurred to me to read the title, which was like "Anal Destruction 4." You know, like, yeah.
I have 2 and 3.
Yeah, yeah, they're very good. Those are
Upstart.
Hey, Andrew, I've had so many credit card debt and problems.
I've been in debt so many times over my life, man.
And that's why I use Upstart, because it can be hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel when you have high interest debt. And sometimes it can be even harder to ask for help. That's where Upstart comes in.
Saying goodbye to high interest credit card debt is one of the first steps towards financial independence. You want freedom? You got to use Upstart. We've all been there. You know, you get with unexpected bills, medical bills, expenses. Who knows? When that happens, you can feel like the weight of the world is coming down and it's normal to not know where to turn. Luckily, Upstart is here to help.
Upstart-powered personal loans can help you pay down high interest debt all online with simple and easy to understand payment terms.
They've helped over 1.8 million customers on their path to financial freedom. It's amazing. You check your rate in minutes for loans between $1,000 all the way up to $50,000 without impacting your credit score. And you can receive funds as fast as one business day after they accept your loan. Upstart's model considers other factors in your income like employment and other information provided in your loan application to find you a smarter rate for your loan. Bobby and I have both had bad debt. We've both been stuck. And if Upstart was around back then, we wouldn't have had to crawl out of a weird, dark financial hole.
Don't wait and check your rate today at upstart.com/badfriends.
That's upstart.com/badfriends to check your rate today. Don't forget to use our URL to let them know we sent you. Loan amounts will be determined based on your credit income and certain other information provided in your loan application.
Go to upstart.com/badfriends.
Lumi Labs. They're the creators of the microdose gummies. Look, I love these things. This is incredible. People know what microdosing is. Some people don't. Extremely small, regimented out dosages for you to provide you a little bit more of an ease, a balance throughout the day. Their overall mission is to raise awareness around the concept of microdosing, safe to use psychedelics, and provide a solution for people interested in microdosing THC for general wellness and performance enhancing purposes. Let me tell you something. Sometimes you smoke a big fat doobie doobs and it's got way too much THC in it. And Lumi Labs has found out a way to microdose everything out, keep it portioned properly so you can kind of keep more of a steady, continuous dosing of THC in your body. It's pretty great. I got to tell you, I liked it very much. And the gummies taste good, which is a big plus. And I will tell you this, microdosing has helped members of my own personal family. I've had people who have had treatments for medical purposes, and they've use microdosing to help them get through the day, get their appetite back, feel a little bit better, get sleep at night. There's a million different reasons that you can microdose THC, and you can find out way more about microdosing on their website. Microdose is available nationwide. To learn more about microdosing THC, go to microdose.com and use the code BADFRIENDS to get free shipping and 30% off your first order. Links can be found in the show description. But again, that's microdose.com, code BADFRIENDS.
Now let me tell you this.
I
had this I like the way I look better when I've shaved my chest and everything. Yeah. I just don't like my chest hair, so I like to shave it, and I shave my bush and everything. So at one point I shaved everything, and I had all of my body hair in a big pile in my hand, and I took a photo and posted it. You know, I was like, look at it, I'm the nice and clean shave, this big mountain of hair in my hand. And my buddy Preston Lacey said, dude, you should save all your pubic hair for the, and like you know, make like a fucking Sasquatch suit, you know, like just out of pubic hair. So I, that's what I started doing. I would grow it like full, and then I would harvest, and then grow it and repeat. And I had like fucking 3 years of pubic hair.
I mean,
and as I got ready to do
get
this,
a PlayStation. I mean, you know what I mean?
I realized.
I think this is brilliant.
Yeah.
I realized that 3 years of my own growing pubic hair was just not even fucking getting close if I really wanted to look like a cool fucking Sasquatch.
Right.
So what I did was I went on my social media and I said, hey, everybody in the Southern California area, I'm having a pubic party, okay? I'm calling all males with healthy pubic bushes to come meet me. Like, you have to bring your own
shaving equipment
yeah. Because I didn't want to get
I use Manscaped
in.
But anyway,
I love Manscaped and,
and Harry's.
That's what I learned. And so like hundreds of people showed up and here I harvested.
How many dudes showed up?
I mean, like,
realistically,
dude, I have the footage of it. It was a fuck ton of people.
Dude.
And I got like and I got like a out of it I got like a goddamn bona fide Ralph's grocery bag full of fucking pubic hair. It was
could you make
not,
a Sasquatch with it or
not? Oh yeah, I did it. Yeah. I did it. And
what about women? Women have pubic hair. Why you could have done women?
That respect for my lady.
Okay, that's
you
true.
Know.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But here was the takeaway. Two takeaways. Number one, Manscaped really is. Like, dude, I handled so many different shavers, and if it was a Manscaped, it was like, you know, God bless Manscaped.
Yeah, they knew what
it was very clear by the end of that Manscaped really is.
That's the footage they should use for their commercial. They really
I know,
want to sell
I
those
tried,
fucking.
I tried. I tried. I tried. They didn't have releases for. Fucking hundreds of people. It was like poor planning. But the other takeaway, and this, what it blew my mind, because I didn't ask for everybody to show me their wieners. Didn't ask. But the thing was that like everybody's pulling down their pants just to get the very easy if you want to like you know offer me your pubic bush to pull it down just enough that I don't have to see your wiener. I can just shave your pubic hair. However, like so many dudes just pulled down a little too far, and I learned. I saw so many penises that day. I learned what a micro penis is.
Oh, there was a guy that had one.
Dude, they're not fucking particularly rare.
Wait, what? You saw more than one micro penis?
I saw more than one micro penis.
How common are micro penises? Because I've heard this lore, but I've never seen one.
I'm dead.
I want to see one in real life.
It's in the books.
Dude,
I've only heard about it.
The old fables, but
look at this.
Yeah.
Estimates vary, but studies have shown that 0.6% of men worldwide, that's insanely low. So one in every 10,000 births.
Maybe you don't know what a micro penis looks
dude,
like.
Dude, I'm telling you.
You would look at mine and go, that's a micro penis, but I don't think I have one.
Dude,
spring up a photo.
I did. Here, dude, I don't even need to see a photo because this is what I will describe to you.
Okay.
Like, the fucking dude, you know a light switch where you click the light switch?
Yeah.
Like, I'm talking about the size of a goddamn light switch. I saw some shit like
a
this.
A real penis.
Like where it's down, like once it just pops up like a light switch.
Can I ask you something? Could have been a clit.
No.
Could it have been a clit?
Tiny fucking wieners. Because I always considered myself.
Is that micro? No, that's regular. Okay, thank you.
That's regular.
I always considered myself pretty normal.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, or average. I would say, you know, average.
Yeah.
I came out of that pube party thinking that I am fucking
gargantuan.
Packing.
Yeah, you got a big old penis compared to those guys.
Well, can I just say that you're a celebrity and maybe they were nervous?
Oh, yeah, maybe they got a little scared.
Oh, it's fuck Steve-O's looking at my dick and then it just shrunk up.
I'm talking about like fucking pinky topped it, top, like last knuckle.
Oh,
wow.
These poor guys.
I saw pinky, the fucking, the outer edge knuckle.
How was their disposition? Were these guys happy guys?
I mean, dude, they seemed actually totally happy.
You know what? That's just proof. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if you have a tiny penis.
Yeah.
You can still be a happy guy.
I don't know. I don't think so.
These guys got to hang out with Steve and show them.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. I don't think so. If I had one.
Do you think statistically men are sadder with smaller penises?
I think so.
So you think sad people just have small penises? So when you see a sad guy,
small is one thing, right? Because I go to the Wii Spa and I look at the black men. No, they're just there. I see. I look at the black men there.
Sure,
go on. And I give them a nod
that says congrats.
No, it's more of a like, whoa, like as if you're seeing Kanye.
Neat.
Yeah. No, like whoa, you're here. You know what I mean? And I've seen, you know what I mean? But I've seen a couple of dudes with really small ones, right?
You don't look them in the eye.
I don't. Not only don't I look them in the eye, I kind of like avoid them.
You spit
in that way. I don't. Yeah.
Spit right at their little dicks.
I do a chogi. You know what I mean? No, my point is that there is a disrespect there
for small penises.
Yeah. And now if they were like a little man, and they had a micro, I'd be like, oh, proportionally. But I've seen bigger dudes with mics. Aww. Little mics, and it just
with mics.
Big guys, little mics.
How do you guys feel about the Roe versus Wade?
Ah, oh, man.
We're really hitting all the key marks on this show.
So we could just get away from fucking.
Okay, I have an unpopular opinion.
What?
I'm not pro-choice or pro-life. I'm pro-abortion. Because, let me qualify this.
Okay.
I believe that there are some people who just should not be fucking allowed to have kids. Straight up.
Okay.
I think that it's absurd that you have to get a license to drive a car, to catch a fucking fish. You have to get a license.
Yeah.
But any asshole can create a human being, become a parent. And
I'll give you a scenario, right? Let's say Andrew and I'm a woman, right? I'll be the woman in the scenario. He's the guy.
We're both
married, yeah. Right?
Right.
And you're the, you know what I mean, the person that at the government or wherever, right, that's, you know, interviewing us to see if we
kind of like when you go to the DMV, you got a test drive.
We're coming in. Hi, my name is Kyoko. Yeah. I'm Kyoko Santino. This is my husband, Andrew Santino.
Hey, this is me and my wife.
All right.
Yeah. Ask us some questions because we want to have baby.
I think that like what should be the benchmark for getting licensed to become a parent? I think that
you're supposed to ask us a question. We're in a scenario here, Steve.
I think that you should have to pass a course in developmental psychology.
Okay.
Because because.
You're telling us the characters in this scenario, or you're just telling Andrew and Bobby?
I'm just saying, in general,
yeah, yeah.
I think that people are ignorant of the different stages of developmental psychology in ways that really harm their children in a long term.
Yeah,
One of the few things I remember from the university when I was at the University of Miami, I remember learning Piaget's. This philosopher guy, whatever, this psychologist, his developmental psychology, and he pinned it down to babies just come home, right? Like newborn baby, it's in the crib and it's crying. Like there's a philosophy, like I'm not gonna come into the every time the baby cries and let him feel. Like teach my baby that the crying gets you somewhere,
right?
You know,
yeah.
That's bad.
Pavlovian.
That was my dad, by the way, did that to me. He said, "Fucking cry all you want, bitch." You know, but to hear
you're not allowed to have a baby cry.
What? But because the baby doesn't know about the world, right? It feels upset. It feels sad. It's scared. It's crying.
Its response is if you pick it up every time it cries, the theory is that it wouldn't understand. It thinks that that's how it gets everything it needs if it cries.
Well, right. But the reality is, according to Piaget, is that the baby learns about the world, kid. Like, I need comfort. I'm scared. The world doesn't fucking care about me, you know? Like, and this is where deviance it starts. Now then the next thing I remember, you know, it's like, if the world doesn't give a fuck about me, I don't give a fuck about the world. Fuck everybody. That starts
rebellion
in the crib, how you handle the baby crying. Then when you get
what are you supposed to do?
I think you're supposed to come and comfort it, like, hey,
you know, if the baby's crying, you comfort it. Is that what you're saying?
I think that's what I remember.
Alright, so when you were crying, you weren't comforted.
Correct.
And your dad went, fuck the baby, let him cry.
Right. And I'm deviant as all hell.
Yeah. I'm just trying to learn not to have one of you.
Right.
Yeah. All right. So, because if you don't do that, then you're going to have a fucking baby in the sky jacking off with the fucking birds. You know what I mean? So
okay, but there, I mean,
there's a lot
sense.
Of ways of thought, though.
It makes sense. Yeah. And I remember being particularly fascinated by this. There was with potty training, right? The baby, you know, like there's a position you can take that, like, oh, that's bad. I'm going to fucking tell you, now you just fucking did something wrong. That's bad. And we're gonna teach you the right way, and that's not it. Well, in the baby's mind, they did nothing wrong, right? Like, yeah. It's a perfectly natural thing. And now I'm being scolded for pooping and peeing, where, like, I can't help that. And so this is where insecurity can come from. No matter what I do.
So you just let them shit and pee wherever they want.
I don't know. See,
no, I'm asking you.
I'm not a fucking parent. But I'm thinking this is something that people should.
He didn't get a license.
Yeah, he didn't get a license.
This is something, you know.
But that is interesting. So if you scold a baby for shitting and pooing,
then it's like it
creates insecurity.
The
way,
the world's not fair. You know, I'm being punished for something that I like have no control over. It's perfect, like, you know.
So just let them go free.
No matter if I do the right thing or the wrong thing, the world's gonna fucking shit on me. It's gonna punish me, and the world's not fair. So what do I do?
So you hold a baby when it's crying. We're learning. Hold the baby when it's crying, right? Mm-hmm. If it shits and pee, you just let him go
just
free.
Just let it shit and piss.
Yeah, I got a vasectomy.
What about if he steals the toys from other kids? What do you do?
You don't let him. You say no. Right?
I
just assume you would say no.
I don't remember that from.
But no, I'm just asking what you think. What do you think?
If your kid
is stealing a toy from another kid, what does Steve-O do? And let's be real.
Steve-O's kid steals a toy from another kid.
Yeah. What do you do?
What does Steve-O do?
What does Steve-O do?
Fuck, man. This is too heavy. That's why I got a vasectomy. I can't deal with this. That's why I got a vasectomy.
What would you do?
Well, because you wouldn't get the license then.
Well, I'd shoot blanks, dude. I cut my vas deferens.
My kid steals another kid's toy.
Yeah. I'm the other father. Hey, man, your kid just we're at preschool. Can they watch?
What?
Is there a window where we watch? Or
yeah,
I don't
we're
know
watching.
How it works.
Yeah, we're looking up through a fucking one-way mirror.
Yeah, yeah.
Like the feds. We're investigating.
Yeah. So we're in that one-way mirror.
Yeah.
Yo, dude, I just saw your kid steal a toy from my kid.
No shit.
Yeah.
What kind of toy? What did he steal?
Tonka.
Oh, Tonka truck.
Yeah, Tonka truck.
Yeah, he loves Tonka truck.
Yeah. So that's what you would do?
Do you have kids, Andrew?
No,
yeah.
What do you mean? I'm not. He loves those trucks.
Yeah, you're not gonna.
What's that?
Steal? Tell? Scold your kid?
Hey, buddy, is that your truck? It's his, right? Good boy.
That's what you would do.
You gotta take what you want in this world. And don't let these little fucking Asian pieces of shit
stop you. You're teaching them two things, right? That I take what I want and that racism.
And start Asian hate.
Yeah, right. So you're teaching two things. I like that.
Nah,
yeah.
What if your kid does something wrong?
Tommy, don't. No. I would say that.
That's what you would do? Tommy, don't. No.
Yeah. Tommy, don't. No. Right?
Tommy, don't. No.
Tommy, don't. No. Right?
Oh, Tommy, don't. No. And then
I would probably go to the other baby. I'm sorry. I would always have to have some sort of accent, probably. I'm sorry, right? And I would bring it back, give it back to the kid.
You give him the toy back,
right? And Tommy, now we don't know, no, right? Right? Tommy, my son, right? Tommy, yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Right? That's right. Why not? And I would have to come to you and call you, probably.
Yeah.
Why not?
I go let him steal the toy.
Yeah, and I'll bring it back to Tommy. Yeah. Tommy, don't. Yes.
Tommy, yeah. Tommy, don't. No.
Yeah.
But Tommy, yes. Yeah. A lot of yeses for Tommy.
Yeah.
I think there's no right way to fucking parent. It's got to be a fucking nightmare. It's a total fucking nightmare. All of our parents fucked up with all of us. Nobody in this room had parents that didn't fuck up. The point is, everyone's gonna fuck up.
You want to promote anything, Steve?
Do I want to promote anything?
The tour. You're touring right now, aren't
you?
Yeah.
Sorry,
your fucking
touring,
dates.
Touring my dick off.
When are you done?
It depends. I'm not sure. I have dates booked through, like, fuck, man, I think November. I don't think they're all announced yet, but I've got dates into November.
Go to Steve-O's website and check that out.
Yeah,
fucking go see him.
There's a good chance I'm coming near you with skyjacking.
With skyjacking.
Yeah, yeah. We, if you ever, when you get married, we'd love to, if you want to invite us, we'd love to come.
I
no, that's so much. But don't do that.
I would love to have you.
No, because that's I never sucks. Get. No, here's what. No, fuck you. Because I never get invited to those things.
To weddings?
So, yeah. So now I want to just tell them I'm willing to come.
You just went to a bunch.
I know. And I want. I like them.
So what do you mean you don't get invited? You literally just went to
and
two.
I'm
gonna
go to his too.
Okay.
What's up?
So you do get invited.
We are planning on recently, getting married yes. in Canada.
What?
In Canada.
We are planning on getting married in
and
Canada.
I'd love to go to Canada. Go check it out.
Where in Canada?
British Columbia.
Yeah, Vancouver or
I would say about an hour east of Vancouver.
Can you make it?
Yeah, I would love to go. It's far.
Jules, would you like to go?
I don't have a visa.
I think
we've missed you so much. This is our first episode back, by the way.
Yeah. We have that. We never asked her a lot of questions, but we will next one.
Well, Jules, do you want to talk about your experience about going to the Philippines? Do you want to say anything that you were you? I saw you post a picture of you underneath a waterfall, or swimming at a waterfall. Remember, we looked at it on the show.
Lake. She was just
on a lake. Yeah.
Oh yeah. I was just drunk the whole week, so.
And she
just...
saw her sister.
Yeah.
She has a sister. She almost came out here. So Issa, but her passport was
expired.
I know. I was getting it. Yeah. I was getting there. And so she was going to come here for 3 or 4 months. She couldn't come.
Yeah.
And when she was leaving from the airport, Issa cried. They both cried.
Yeah. You cried?
Yeah.
You never cry.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess like kind of miss them.
Oh, no. Yeah, you're starting to feel feelings.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she came back into town. Her boyfriend picked her up. Mm. Yeah.
What did he say when he saw you? I missed you so much.
Yeah, but we didn't fuck.
You didn't fuck?
No.
Why not?
They haven't fucked yet.
He's a virgin.
Oh, shit. Does he think you're a virgin?
No.
He knows.
What?
So that means that you guys can do, like, everything except actually.
Yeah.
But wait a minute. Have you talked about losing his virginity to you?
He wants to. I guess, but he's scared.
He's scared.
Mm. Yeah.
What can we do to help him?
We'll see him tomorrow.
Should we give him a pep talk?
We'll do a pep talk.
How old is he? Well, he's
20.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's on the right track.
What do you mean?
I mean, in the words of my good buddy Chris Pontius, who just gave this advice to a high school graduate, just graduated, he said, "Remember, a vagina is no place for semen."
That's very a fact.
Good. Write that down.
That's down.
We're going to make a plaque. Let's make a plaque.
Vagina is no place for semen.
Yeah.
And I agree with that.
Yeah,
keep your cum out of these vaginas.
Yeah.
So might as well just leave the dick out.
Leave the dick out.
Yeah.
Right.
No dick.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep.
Got it?
Yeah.
Say I got it.
I got it.
Say no dick.
No dick.
No dick.
Also, he's never done it before. He's going to cum in 2 seconds. Yeah.
Right. Why?
Because when guys have sex for the first time, it's a sensation that they've
never felt before,
and it's the magnitude is indescribable.
It's
you've tried it,
fucking?
No, like, okay.
Yeah, we both fuck.
No, like coming in 3 seconds.
Have I tried coming? No, nobody tries.
Yeah, nobody tries to do it. It just happens. Yeah.
Well, look. Steve,
can you look in the camera because we have a closing statement?
Okay, good.
And say thank you for being a bad friend.
Yeah.
thank you for being a bad friend.
Very, that's probably the best one.
Best one we've had.
Yeah.
I think you would be a great clown.
Thank you.
I think you would be a fantastic clown. I think you're a wonderful.
The first famous Asian clown.
Asian clown. The first famous Asian clown. What's your clown name?
Oh, yeah.
What was your name? Well,
I was Steve-O, the clown.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that works.
And
Nip Nip, is that too? Nip Nip? Is that
Nippy the clown.
Nippy the clown?
And there's holes cut out over your nipples.
Yeah.
Nipsey Hussle.
Nipsey the clown. Rest in peace. God bless. Rest in peace. Let's not talk about the dead. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Nippy the clown. That's fine. And your nips are out. So if someone's like, that's racist, you're like, it's about my tits. My nipples are out.
Yeah.
Nippy the clown.
Yeah.
And you squirt.
Yeah.
Milk comes out of your little titties.
Yeah.
Nippy
the clown. And I wear like a little armor, I say. And my tagline was like, there's a chink in my armor.
No, there's a. Yeah.
It's something like, there's a chink. Right. And they go, that's racist. You go, no, I have them wearing armor.
It's an armor.
There's a little bit of a dent. Is that what chink means?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
That you have stumbled on a pun.
Yeah, what's your clown name? You wouldn't even have to change your hair. It's already red. Exactly. Right.
When I was in clown college, they said that we are proud of our art. We don't insult our art by coming up with stupid names like Snuggles or things like that. We use our names because we're proud of who we are and the art that we perform.
Oh, so I'm Bobby the Clown.
And I said, is that
what you're saying? I'm Bobby the Clown then?
Yeah, that's why I was Steve-O.
Yeah. All right.
Steve-O.
And you're Andrew the Clown.
Andrew O.
It would be like Andrew Santino.
The Clown. Andrew Santino, the Clown.
It would be Bobby Lee.
Bobby Lee the Clown.
Bobby Lee the Clown.
Yeah.
It doesn't have a ring to it.
B. Lee. How about B. Lee? You could be B. Lee. B. Lee the Clown. B. Lee the Clown. Yeah.